Welcome, masters, welcome. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. Welcome to the masters that have chosen their enlightenment, their embodiment, this lifetime. And let's take a breath with that. The bold ones that said, no matter what it takes, we are here, we are doing it, we have done it. And now we're realizing it. Yeah, one breath at a time, one moment, one experience. Ah, the bold ones that walked out the door, if not here in Cold Creek Canyon, at their home, and made that commitment to self to come back in. How few we are, how few we are, but how special we are. For here we started this magical journey when we left home, went to the Order of the Ark, and then came up with Plan 33. To come to Earth and to plant the Christ seed, which we did a little over 2,000 years ago. And now we're the second coming. So let me invite all of us, here in Cold Creek, but all over the world and in the other dimensions to celebrate this most profound and magical experience that we have co-created through our consciousness and our love and our passion. So let's take that gentle, innocent, loving breath of allowing and receiving, and to feel, truly allow ourselves to feel within the core of who we really are. The I am, I exist. Ah. Now I know there were a lot of the Chambra here in Cold Creek, but also all over the world that joined us just 2 weeks ago in Broomfield, Illinois, Colorado. Illinois, that was a few decades ago, multidimensionally speaking. And my sense is that if you haven't participated yet, and you are a master, it's something, a great gift you want to give yourself. And if you're tuning in for the first time, it's also a great gift you can give yourself by getting the Pronos. And I know Jeff and Linda are going to be talking about that later. And truly, I was there, and it's magical, and it just keeps unfolding. So without further ado, Jeff and Linda.
Thank you, Master David.
Thank you. Thanks, David. Thank you. And David, I always wondered your name, David McMaster.
Yeah.
You must have come in knowing that you're going to be doing this, the master.
With an Irish flavor.
Yeah.
Well, I think I was smart enough and picked that name and family just so I wouldn't forget.
Right. Yeah. Always a reminder.
So I wouldn't get lost.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. I mean, truly, really, really thank you, because there's not many today. We have another kind of weather day up here in Cold Creek Canyon. It's foggy. We've had about a foot of snow. The roads are really icy. A lot of the regulars aren't here. Norman Garrett aren't here. Edith is not here. I don't see Pete. I know some will be coming in, but it's like, you guys are really hardy. Really hardy.
You know, some people... Some people like to describe snow as pretty. Well... I can do that too. It pretty much sucks. It's pretty gray. It's pretty icy. I'm a rotten skater, and I skate even worse in a car. I hate the snow.
Oh, I've seen you right down our driveway. Ooh, there goes Linda. Backwards. It's icy today. We've had, you know, it's kind of strange that we had. What 12 years, 13 years of no problem. Never had to cancel a show. We had a couple close calls with snow, but no problem. Now, since the floods back in September, we've had all these different things, a couple of months where we had to tell people not to come up.
Whose fault is it?
And then the world.
Poor you.
We had to delay the January meeting by a week. And then today, it's like with the snow, the audience is small but warm and passionate. And
Some skiers out there, and they're smiling and saying, you are so wrong.
Yeah. And so I tell you what, for those who are here already and online watching, when these other people come in, like halfway through Linda's and my talk, or right before the chowd, it's just like, No, actually, we're happy to have everybody listening in online. And I think it's kind of a prelude to things that are going to be happening. You just have to be flexible.
Well, that sounds pleasant. Not.
No, the great thing is that people can watch in online. Let's say hi to everybody watching it. Or let's do it to the front camera. When the little red light, there we go. Hello. Hey. It's good to have everybody here. We have a fire in the fireplace. We have pulled barbecue pork in a little fancy silver warmer.
Who brought that?
Wow.
Oh, the skiers.
So we're like... upscale.
Wow.
Chocolate. I mean, we have enough food and heat here to last us a week, so it's not going to take that long.
Really?
Positively. No, it won't take that long.
That's not a week's worth of food. Boo-boo.
You're right, if we're careful. But there's a lot of food back there. So anyway, thanks again for everybody for being here, and thank you for being online today watching. I can't wait to see what Adamas has to say. He's given me a couple of heads up so we could prepare.
And it's a secret until it's public?
Yeah. Is
that why you were so grumpy and bouncy in bed last night?
No. Not TMI.
Not that a sexual thing.
No.
That wasn't sexual.
No.
Quite the opposite.
Not that we want to get into my personal life.
I'm not into that.
But since you brought it up, no, really strange dreams lately. Anybody else? Really? Are you guys out there? Oh, the red light went off. Oh, there. You guys watching in online, strange dreams lately. I mean, really odd. And then this has been kind of the push week for a lot of things for us, getting a lot of things ready. So it's been day and night sitting at the computer. And last night, about 9 o'clock, I just ran out of gas. I mean, there was nothing left to do anything. So I went to bed a little early, and Linda came to bed later, and it's like making...
Because I was working.
Making noise, and it's like, oh.
God forbid, your little wife tiptoeing around.
If I have any single major complaint about all of this master stuff, it's...
Just one?
The sleep patterns, dreams, and waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning. It's like, just give me a good night's sleep. That's all I ask for. Adamas, if you're out there, that's all I ask for. Just a good night's sleep.
And Adamas, I'm begging you to
That's all
give
I'm
going to
get
him.
Now. I get nothing else. I'm just, okay,
yeah, be careful what you ask for.
let me rephrase that. And a good night's sleep. No, I actually, we live in amazing times. Interesting, strange, bizarre, wonderful, incredible.
Do you think all humans have said that?
No, but the fact is that I'm loving it most of the time, but it just, come on, a good night's sleep, that's really all I want.
What are your favorite things that you're loving about
and
it?
Some and not the crazy, the creations. The part I love is the creations. I mean, there's so, Adamas has said it, but I'm getting it. There's so much energy out there, and it's like, wow, I mean, it's just amazing. But then my body and my brain aren't keeping up so well, and they get a little tired.
Poor you.
Or I'm getting older. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to have a great meeting today, and you know, it's Valentine's month. Jeff. So why doesn't everybody just lean over and give somebody the tongue? I mean, kiss somebody. Kiss somebody. Kiss somebody. Hug somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think,
and if you're at home alone,
you can kiss
give yourself,
yourself
a big hug. Linda's going to show you how to do it.
No, you do
no,
it.
No, you do it.
You're bigger than
no,
I am. It
the camera's
when
on you.
Do it.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
See?
Better when you do it. Yeah, yeah.
See, David, could you do that too for the audience, online audience?
Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
you hug yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's scary. This is a group of pirates.
What a way to get the show started. So I don't even know if we have any out-of-town guests because they would be smart enough knowing.
Yeah, with there's a couple.
A non-Colorado.
There's a couple.
Really?
Yes.
Go ahead.
From Wayne, New Jersey. Charles, where are you? I lied. He's not here.
You got one more try, baby, and that's it.
Okay.
One more try.
Ah, now this, I don't know if she counts because this is a commuter. Doris Richardson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah.
It counts.
It yeah, counts. I know what I'm saying. You're yeah, here, yeah. You're not.
You're not. It counts. That's good enough.
Welcome back.
Thank glad to have you. It is kind of beautiful out there today. It's foggy.
You
and
grew up in
cold,
Wisconsin, you could say.
And snow. No, it's that kind of day. If we weren't doing this, I'd be at home around the fireplace and working, of course. But it's beautiful out there. I don't know if we can get a shot or not. It'll probably blow out the camera, but I see Timothy over there trying to get
the
a shot.
The whole world looks black and
just
white
just open
today.
The damn door.
Everything looks black
it's
and white.
It's hot in here.
It's like watching a TV from the 50s.
Yeah. So you can see it's... are you getting a good shot on that, Gene?
It's
oh,
all
good,
white.
Oh, good, good. It's all white, yeah.
Black and white TV. Let's
yeah,
go back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, anybody else?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay, we'll
what
see.
About, what about these two, no?
Oh, no, not here. No, no. Okay. So the roads were really slippery today. I mean, I don't know how it was coming up, but up here, what, were they pretty bad?
Actually, pretty good.
Oh, already sanded? Good, good. Yeah.
There is this momentum
it's a going
thing.
Downhill.
Yeah, it's
that's
going
the
down,
problem.
You got to watch out for because you got the gravity kind of wanting to push you down the hill.
Yeah, yeah. Going uphill, easy. Going
a little
down.
Easier, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get into it, since that's all we had. You know that yesterday started the Chinese Year of the Wooden Horse, right? And quite a celebration.
Specifically wooden?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, I know my stuff. This is the wooden horse.
And oh, last my God, year, you got that look in your eye.
Last year, it was the, I think it was the metal snake, but this is the wood horse.
Literally?
Look at me. Would I say something that...
Let me see your eyes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She can always tell. Okay. Well, it's written right there, right? If it's written. So celebration...
Oh, then it must be true.
Celebration started yesterday, and it goes through February 15th. By the way, if you're trying to get any work done in China with the Chinese, forget about it. It's not happening. They really do close down, kind of like we do around Christmas, you know. And the Chinese probably on December 15th say, oh, forget America, no work, no nothing.
Your accent is awful.
Was that good? I thought it was good. But they...
that was really bad.
I know, I'm probably going to get a letter from one of those
ethnic
groups that, you know, I'm just... Geez, people imitate me all
now
the time.
Now we can't visit China.
Yeah.
No. You're on their radar. This man does terrible
and
Chinese accent.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting. It's the year of the wooden horse. And Linda has some information she's going to read. This comes from Michelle Karen, who does a lot of astrology work, works with Lee Carroll. We've met her. Wonderful lady. This is what she has to say, but also think in terms of what she's saying and then... kind of what Adama said recently. So, go ahead.
Okay. The trademark of 2014 will be dynamic energy coupled with creativity. The winds of positive change will sweep across our destinies with welcome new enthusiasm, clarity, and hope. No longer able to compromise with what is not, we shall focus on what truly is important. That brings us in alignment with our true dreams. A year to clear the past, let go of what's broken, no longer serves us, or that we don't like, both symbolically and literally. If we stand in our integrity and follow our intuition, projects started this year will bring great success. Is that enough expression?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
A year when we are not allowed to stay at the surface of anything, we shall be challenged to dive with passion into our work, our love of ourselves and others, our commitment to our spiritual path and our life. Collaborations with others will assume a dimension greater than usual. We won't have to do everything on our own. Help will come as we need it, promise, sometimes in ways that are both mysterious and uplifting. We shall be inspired by thoughts coming seemingly out of nowhere. If we feel as if we are constantly channeling information from higher realms of consciousness, it will feel.
Yeah. So,
pretty
beautiful,
stunning, huh?
Beautiful, but you can also tell the key words in there, powerful, releasing,
yeah.
Clearing, dynamic, forceful, all the rest of that. So it was even interesting that Michelle is saying that, you know, and you read between the lines, it's going to be an epic year, a lot happening. I thought she put it very positively
even,
for those who, she clearly states, you know, for those who are staying true to themselves. That is a key word for this year, I believe, staying true to yourself. Then you're going to kind of flow right through it in those, as she calls it, the winds of change, which we've seen up here in Coal Creek Canyon.
Those are never storms, are they?
They could be. The storms, winds, the winds of change are going to sweep a lot of old things away. So if you're true to yourself.
What do they mean by old?
Anything that happened yesterday and before. Not the bad for getting no sleep. Still right there. Okay, so I really liked what she said. And what I realized is that I'm going to kind of get into this year of the wooden horse because it you're supposed to honor your ancestors and deities. You're supposed to cleanse your house and of negative energies. And have a reunion dinner. So
I kind of
did this symbolically, you know, metaphorically yesterday, because I thought it was very important before coming here, talking to all of you about this. So I call forth my ancestors brought them in and had a nice little gathering. And I imagined myself cleansing the house. And then we all had a great big kind of a reunion dinner. According to the Chinese mythology, I followed this because I know this year is going to be important. And, well, as you can imagine, then when I finally was done with the party and I let my relatives go.
Let me say this. You're only young once, but you can always be immature.
I couldn't. Help it. It's the only poop shot I could find other than taking an original one, and I couldn't find a horse in time.
And you didn't sleep well?
Mary, I'm so glad you know your manure, because it's going to come in. It's going to come in handy this year. Know thy manure. So based on your expert appraisal, what kind of manure is that?
That's your garden variety dog.
Dog? Dog, oh, I'm glad. You guys are really good, because I did not know this was not horse poop. And the first person that told me that when we were reviewing the slides before we went on air was Jean Tinder. She, oh, that's not horse poop. And it's like, really? How do you know? Anyway.
Too much information.
TMI. Okay. So last month, actually only 3 weeks ago, was showed five of
Jeff, that was like a South Park episode.
Am I going to get chewed out later for this? Like
yeah.
When we get in the car and you're like,
Chew on you.
Don't ever do poop jokes again. It's like,
no, I like poop jokes.
Yeah, I'll get emails. Yeah. This is where we're at. But, you know, there was kind of that. Well, forget it. So, anyway, Discovery Series number 5. This was 3 weeks ago, and it was a, what should we say, kind of a landmark channel. And I know it's landmark is when I go home going, oh, geez, what is he doing?
Then you run to Facebook.
Well, he started out regular, you know. Adamus has kind of a pattern, sorry to say, but he likes to do a little audience interaction, and then he gets on with a point. And he did a little bit of that, and then he pulled the podium out, and it's like, okay, I know something is coming up. And but then when he said, I'm leaving, it was like...
it was kind of hard. He was leaving, not you.
It was hard to get the words out. Well, but then he went on and explained. It was very... it's been literally, absolutely amazing what's happened in the last 3 weeks. We'll talk about it a little bit after we show the video recap created by Vicky Haslett, I believe. So if we could get the lights down and the video up. All right, here we go. I'm leaving. And you can come with me. We've gotten to the point where there is enough consciousness in enlightenment. There are enough Shambra who have absolutely allowed it to come into their life. Enough of you who have said, we are going to the next level, that I'm leaving, going to a different strata, a different dimension, you could say. I talked before about waiting for just 5. There have been a couple, actually. But what's been even more impressive is the consciousness within each and every one of you has gotten to the point that it's going to happen. That critical mass has been achieved so that all of us, or all of you who choose, can go to this next level. So it ends. The awakening portion ends. We go to the next level, and that is the mastery portion. Sounds great. Tough in a way, but yes, indeed great. So I say it ends because we're not going to be talking about the basics of awakening. I'm not going to be having any tolerance for self-doubt or self-loathing. There's not going to be any allowing of this doubt, which is really actually very self-indulgent. Doubt is extremely self-indulgent. It is a human luxury. Hopefully you're beyond. We're going to go beyond the doubt. We're going to go beyond the processing. We're going to go beyond the toe-dabbling, the just tinkering with awakening. And I'm asking for those who want to come to this next level to join me. It's going to be about mastery, absolute mastery. I'm going to come to those who are going to go with me. I'm going to come as the master, but I'm going to expect that you come as the master also. In other words, no, I don't know. No victims. No energy feeding. No power. So, my dear friends, you have the opportunity. And again, it doesn't matter. This is not about numbers or anything. You have the opportunity to come to this next level. It's going to be, I hope, exhilarating on one hand. It's going to be tougher. I'm going to have no tolerance for those who are still victims, for those who are still thinking about awakening. It's mastery or nothing. Mastery or nothing. I'm going to ask you to take a moment to feel into it. Are you ready for it? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You'll have many more opportunities with other groups. Doesn't matter if you say, doesn't quite feel right now. I'm going to do something else. I'll give you names, recommendations for other groups. And this is for only for those who truly are ready to walk as masters, as free masters in this lifetime. And that's it. There is such a beautiful, beautiful critical mass, I call it, of the Schomburg consciousness. And it was brought to my attention recently at the Ascended Masters Club. I was there for an evening of playing Russian roulette, one of my favorite games. Well, there's no consequences. It's just fun. You have consequences, we don't. And one of the Ascended Masters asked, well, how goes that Schomburg group? So I thought, I'll really check into it. I'll really feel into it. And along with Katumi and Tobias and Archangel Michael and Raphael, we felt into it. And it even surprised us, delighted us. We felt into each and every one of you. Where is this entity called Schomburg? Where are you? That there was such a critical mass, such a passion and desire. We said it's not about just five, although a couple already have. It's about where you're at. That's when I said, I'm leaving. I'm leaving so that I can now work with the masters. I thought it was going to be just a few. I think it's going to be a few more than that. It'll be tough at times because you aren't going to be able to go back to some of the old games, and I'm going to call you on it more so than even now. It's going to be tough because I'm going to demand that you're abundant. No excuses. I'm going to demand that your biology is together. No excuses. No more, I don't know. That's a surefire way of getting thrown right out. Like I say, if you don't know what else to do, just fake it. Fake it, because it's really not faking it. So let's take a deep breath. It's a big moment for Schomburg. Big moment. There's going to be times where you are going to need to have time for yourself. I'm going to outline that later, but 3 days a month for yourself, you will need to have. You're going to have to rebalance the body and the mind and integrate. And I know you're going to start thinking that, how am I going to possibly work that up? But the master just does. It just works out. And for me personally, it's an honor because we started together in September 1999 with this group of spiritual pirates, and wasn't sure what I was getting into, and I'm really not sure now, but the fact that you have this determination, this let's call it a passion, this now or never, I'm going to do it in this lifetime, it's truly a light that's shining. I'm ready to move forward. The other was getting sometimes a little monotonous. Thank you. Now we're ready to move forward. So how does it end? It ends just like this. It ends with saying farewell to the old ways, saying farewell even to that awakening human and becoming the master. So with that, my dear friends, a reminder that between now and our next gathering, interesting things will happen. And as they do, never forget that
all is well in all of creation.
Thank you and blessings. Blessings. Thanks. Well, there you have it. And we're still here.
For now.
For now. No.
So far.
Better than ever. So, yeah, it was really kind of epic.
It's a good kind smile. Of a, yeah,
yeah. Kind of a turning point. And we'll see what comes up next.
So is he, you're okay with the mm-hmm. whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. For a lot of reasons, actually. Heck, I'll just get into it right now, as long as we're talking about it. Of course, Adamus handed out pins to everyone who walked back in afterwards. And are you all wearing yours? A lot of you are wearing yours. I forgot mine, but anyway, he handed out pins and then proceeded to tell everybody online that he was going to give him a pin, no charge, not even for shipping.
My eyeballs almost rolled back out of my head.
I was channeling, so I really didn't. Yeah.
Just the logistics of it.
Yeah, actually, I would like to get the official number because what we did do, we had a lot of orders, but then, believe it or not, some Chambra didn't quite follow directions. It
said you're kidding.
It said you can only order one for yourself. Right. And we started to get orders. People were ordering for other people. And some of them very understandable because, like, for somebody who wasn't on the internet, but then others were ordering it for their friends, neighbors, dogs, cats, everything else. So what we did is Michelle went through the database and we did a merge purge. In other words, we set only one pin per address. And we actually sent out an email to everybody on our database earlier in the week and said, if you ordered for somebody else, it will not be shipped. Just your one order per store account. So then we got in a, poor Bonnie. Bonnie.
She just drank a lot of coffee. She's fine.
Or you a bottle of brandy. Yes, brandy. Yeah. Because you wouldn't believe the last 3 weeks with customer service requests, and people were just sending, they would email rather than go to the store, and they would send a list of people that they wanted the pin sent to. And then they would send another email 2 days later, oh, could you add this to the list? Like, that was the only list we received, you know, and it was just horrendous.
Chaos.
Michelle and Bonnie in particular were really, really busy. So it cut off at noon today. We did a merge purge.
Mountain Standard Time.
We did a merge purge, meaning we deleted anybody who had multiple orders. They were coming in fast and furious this morning, the single orders, and I think people started to get it. So Michelle, I asked Michelle to get us the final tally as of noon, Mountain Standard Time. So if we had a little drum roll, somebody could beat on. Yeah. And this is after merging everything out. And it does not include those who were here.
Is this going to be an old crap
live
moment?
Actually, I'll let you open
it's
the envelope, please. Oh, my gosh.
55,000.
No.
Bonnie just passed out.
Jeffrey passed out.
6,067.
6,067.
Correct.
And Gene, could you back me up once I accidentally hit this? Oh, no, 4,000.
Oh, good job. Nice.
No.
Nice. Oh, poop.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
So we are in the, keep going. We are in the process of, now we finalized the orders, and one more, please. And if you did not order a pin, you did not think about doing this, you can still get it, but we actually lowered the rate, because Adama said $2,500, we lowered it to $44 for the pin. And you can now order it online, as many as you want, for as many people as you want, but they're $44 each. Yes. When you look at it, there's one on David's hat. Maybe we could get a shot if you would, like, there you go.
Poor David.
You and David and I know this is not a $44. It doesn't cost us $44. But think of it as
priceless.
Priceless.
They have never been sold. and only Adamus has awarded them. And they were first ordered in 2007, and he awarded less than 150 of them in all those years.
You're kidding.
No, he's very stingy.
In 6 years, yeah. Less than 150?
I carried those damn little things all around the world, and he almost never gave them away.
Linda was always saying, maybe he could give some away today so we don't have to haul them back. And it's like, you know, it has to be really, really profound. How many actually got an award, an Adamus Award? Whoa, you got... Whoa, cry, jeez. Wow. No, I mean, not the one from last show, but like for being profound and wise and all that stuff. Wow, wow. But anyway, you can order them now. So we have 6,000 and...
67.
67. What's the numerology on that, David? It's a 2. And we have, first
what
of
is
all...
What is that? Why does that matter?
Well, first of all, oh, damn, you're right. 6, 12, and 7, 19. You're right, it's a 1, a start over. Wow, don't, by the way, my math is not always so good when
we
I'm
caught that.
Up here. And plus the local
channel
people.
Brain?
So how many, I don't know how many we gave away, so let's forget about the numerology because it doesn't mean anything. So obviously we have a lot of shipping to do. The pins themselves, of course, we get from China. And what
they're
is China doing
made.
Right way?
They're custom made.
They're custom made. It's our own dye. So they're being made in China. So we're not even going to get shipment until the end of February. So we're going to be busy after that
celebrating.
In packing. Licking stamps and putting them in little envelopes.
We will
envelopes.
Not be licking stamps.
Well,
we're going to find a better way
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah. But as you can imagine, it's going to be a big job because to ship them overseas, you know, I mean, these
big
can't
deal.
Go in just a little envelope. You throw it in, it has to be carefully packed and labeled and everything else. So what I'm asking, actually,
yeah, where is this going?
What Michelle and Bonnie and the staff are asking, because we're getting out of town. I'm asking, please be patient. Linda and I are hopping on an airplane
yeah,
saying
bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Have fun.
Have fun.
And well, and people started saying, well, I'm going
to
see you.
Yeah, we're taking to Mexico.
I'm going to see you in
there.
September in Salzburg. Why don't you bring mine? It's like, really? I mean, really? I can't even add.
Boo-boo, we can feel your pain. Move on.
Okay. So anyway, please be patient. If you didn't get... The free one, $44. What a good deal!
Better
what
than
a
none.
Good deal. So you can imagine the overwhelm in that program. Also, a lot of people wrote in and just said, "Thank you. I'm accepting mine. You know, energetically in my heart. You don't need to ship one, but thank you." So to all those people, thank you. And now you can order one. $44. Okay, moving on. Recent events. Like I said, it's been an interesting month, January was. We had...
Interesting is not a good word anymore.
It was fast-moving, brisk, eventful
interesting
month.
Interesting is getting real close to kind of sucked now.
Well, we had the Pronost event, which I'm still high off of.
It was good.
It was... I promise not to use the word amazing anymore either. It or good. Awesome. Or awesome. I'm going to use those words. It was a master's event. A masterly event.
It was really great to participate in that and
get
a feeling for things.
And it was one of our first real cloud classes. We had well over 600 people listening in online from all around
all
the world.
All over the world. It was a global event.
Production. From the crew, the staff was beautiful. I mean, the setup, you'll see in just a moment some shots starting with the setup. We had a little hotel room because we didn't anticipate a big turnout, but it was. And the information was, I can't use the word amazing. So the information was profound, clear.
Supportive of the journey if you listened.
Supportive, but also talking about what is coming ahead and how not to get trapped or wrapped in some of the drama of it. So there were some excellent points. Gene put together a video recap, and let me see if I have another slide coming up. First, I could look at my cheat sheet here, but there's not. So this was with Jim Self, who's I have the highest respect and regard for him, Dr. Douglas Davies, amazing human, but also astrologer and neurologist, dear Linda, and myself, and a lot of angelic beings. So let's get those lights down and do a review of Pronost.
Okay.
In 2014, you will choose differently. You will choose who I am and no longer ask the question, who am I? See, because if you begin to step from this poor me, I'm a victim, I don't understand, they don't like me, how come I'm not attractive, etc., etc., over here to this is who I am, that concept of light body is no longer illusionary. In the game of the third dimension in 2012, it was absolutely essential, and you have both prayed and meditated and driven this into existence, is the third dimensional box, the door was shut. It no longer exists. There is no third dimension. You have been extremely successful. Congratulations. However, you still have thoughts and beliefs and habits that say all those things happen. With that third dimension going away, the foundation that's built in reaction and greed and advantage and domination, all the structures of the third dimension, they no longer exist. But are they playing out in the world around you? Oh yeah, they're in motion. But the foundation doesn't sit there anymore. Everybody just thinks that, well, this is how it is. But have you been noticing that how it is isn't how it is anymore? Things aren't quite as smooth in anger and rage and greed and domination. They're not working anymore. The pieces are starting to deteriorate. So as you are beginning to move through this process, one of the things that you forgot is when the Creator and all got together at the table and said, there is an opportunity in 2012, moving into 2020, 30 period of time, that is a window of opportunity that is superb. And what you all did is you said, send me. And the Creator said, well, look, you know, this is going down there. This is kind of an interesting challenge. He said, I don't care. Send me. And he said, well, let me explain this to you. When you go down there this time, you're going to put this bag over your head, and you're going to forget who I am, and you're going to forget who you are, and you're going to bounce around in the dark for a whole bunch of years, and then you're going to start to wake up, and when you wake up, you're going to have to remember who you are because you only got a little bit of time because the cycles are all coming due, and you have to push the right button at the right time. And he went, no problem. Except you put the bag over your head, you jumped into the darkness, you're going, who sent me here? What? Who am I? It's my job, it's Jeff's job, it's Linda's job, it's Doug's job, but it's your job to wake up. What you carry in your wake when you wake up is beyond your ability to imagine at this time. Unlimited possibilities. And that's what we're asking you to do. We are asking you to wake up, to simply be big and stand up.
You are all indeed masters. Ah, yes, yes. Masters. That's why you're here. Do you realize how many lifetimes of rehearsal you've gone through? I've been learning a lot, experiencing a lot, but rehearsing for this. This is the time for the greatest change that you will ever experience on this planet of all the times past. That's the good news. That's the good news. I'm going to give a broad overview. That will kind of be a theme woven in through everything that I talk about and continue to talk about for a while. It's the underlying question, it's the underlying energy dynamic in your life, but also in on this planet, underlying and overlying. It's everywhere. It's in the air. It's in everything. The question is, ready? What about consciousness? I ask you, implore you, beg you to start putting consciousness into everything. Consciousness is that simple awareness. I exist. I exist. I am aware that I exist. Plus, finances equals, yeah, I exist. Plus, I have biology equals balance. You see, it's that simple. So, big tool, add consciousness into the equation of everything. There's a convergence of eras that's happening. And it's really a long list, and it doesn't really make that much of a difference. We're coming out of the Atlantean era. We're coming out of a mental era. We're coming out of certain astrological eras. We're coming out of cosmic eras. And it's all happening at the same time. How is it going to manifest? You're going to see it in financial. Has to be. Earth changes and weather, earth weather, fuel slash energy. A lot of civil unrest. Take a deep breath. Civil unrest. Virus. Virus going to happen on this planet. Mental. And just put mental. That is going to include anxiety, depression, suicide, confusion, and everything else. What do you do? Yeah. Now, and trust me, when this time comes, you're going to say, boy, that sounds like just the dumbest thing right now, because how am I going to eat? How am I going to survive? What am I going to do? They're going to take my house. They're going to, oh my gosh, you know. No, stop for a minute. It is that simple. Put consciousness into the equation. It changes the energy dynamics. This is physics. This isn't New Age mumble jumble. This is physics. You could say universal physics. It is just physics of the way energy and consciousness work together.
But when this shift of consciousness engaged, just like when you put a new computer program operating system into your computer, you slide the disk in and then the computer talks back to you and it says, just a moment, I have to kind of figure this out. And so it sits and looks at you for 5-10 minutes and then it says, okay, restart. So that computer program was put into place on December 21st, 2012. And 2013 was, wait a minute, I'm going to reset myself. 2014 is restart. It basically is restart. And so when you push the restart button, it shuts down, sits there for a minute, comes back on, new screen, new graphics, new everything, and you go, oh my God, what have I done to myself? If you can make this next step, every step from that point on gets easier. Every single step from what I'm about to tell you to that point on gets easier. And it gets fantastic. And so when I say easier and fantastic, I'm literally talking about the ability to turn this physical body into light and be a fully conscious, Christed being that is able to sit down and be in complete, fluent communication with all that is.
Jeff had called me a few months ago and he said, oh, we're doing this ProNost and how about doing some astrological aspects for the coming year? It's going to be a challenging year. This was New Year's Day this year, okay? Now, if you can see, I sort of chose it right when the moon was at the top. See all these lovely little squares, how they go round and round, nice little kind of symmetric pattern. Isn't that pretty? Okay, a square denotes tension. Whenever planets are in aspect, it says, you have to take both of me into account. You can't have one or the other. You have to consider us both. So then February comes along, and, you know, hey, things are easing up. We can feel like things are starting to flow again. But wait, here goes Mars on March 1st, going backward. And look, there's Jupiter moving forward. Oh, and look what shows up again. Now, we talked about Pluto-Uranus. Power. Freedom. Jupiter, big, fat magnifying glass, amplifies everything. And Mars initiates action, but Mars can act as a trigger. When Mars will go over a complex, often things can happen. That's why people are looking at this date. I don't know exactly if something will happen on this date, but there's a very high amount of tension right there that if something's brewing, it could blow right around this time, this late April time. So at least, and very nearby it.
You're stepping into a new reality, and it's a very high vibrational reality. But one of the things I know about this new reality is the minute you lean into the future or lean into the past, you're out of balance. And this new reality is going to demand of you balance. You have to find balance. I think I said as clear as I possibly could, you're big, you are significant, you are important. You are at a threshold of making a stellar decision about simply leading the rest of humanity into the most wonderful experience possible and starting with yourself. That's where you are.
We have a couple of important dates coming up. And I would label this potential on April 22nd, I would label it the potential for service. Then there's the opportunity shortly after that on May 9th, 10th for integration. What are you integrating? Well, yourself, your divinities, those aspects from past lives that have been out there wandering. You're integrating essentially love of self. It's an amazing time. The next big level of integration I wanted to talk about that's occurring on that date is the potential for integrating New Earth and old earth, not the final integration, but the starting to come together. So there's the potential for this integration of new earth into this old earth. So you will have this, the attributes of the dream coming into this reality. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And I know from working with you that it is a dream that so many of you have, bringing new earth into this earth. But at the same time, there are many, many, many who do not want that. And it ties in exactly to this April 22nd date. What to do? What to do? Yeah. Please, as Jim said, please don't get in this trap of trying to save the world. Be thyself. That is the most important thing. Would you write that down? Add consciousness to the equation.
Interesting.
Don't use that word. And thanks to Gene Tinder for doing all the editing on that, hours and hours of editing. And we're a little late because we did want to do a full review of that. Pronost was a very insightful event. And if you weren't there live or you haven't already signed up, you can still stream it online through, and we did not pick this date, I swear. You can stream it through April 22nd. So, yeah. So,
actually, what I really liked about it was, you know, we always get all these headlines, but when you have your own clarity, the headlines take on a completely different meaning. And that's what I liked about it for me, was it really allowed me to find a place that the headlines mean something different for me now.
Because we're running late and because most events are sold out, at least up and through June, we're just going to flash through them really quick.
Because Jeff wants to make sure you have plenty of time for chocolate. And for that wonderful pork and...
So beverages. Cancun next week.
Yep.
It's sold out. The event after that is
Brazil.
Quantum Allowing Brazil. Still some room open.
We have a few more spots. They're filling up very quickly. And remember, we found a little more space, so we added a couple spots. But yeah.
Yeah.
Sign up.
Yeah,
if
sign
you're
up.
Interested. It'll be great. It's a wonderful place.
And sorry to go through these so quickly, but Kauai sold out. Can't wait for that. Of course, we come home on April 22nd.
By the way, hello to Norma and Garrett. They were smart. They were in Kauai this week.
Yeah. Amu Retreat in Italy sold out. There's a waiting list. Contact Lindsay if you want to get on it. We will be doing more
Amu
Retreats. Oh. I know. Now we come to... Bled Slovenia for the Consciousness Unleashed. Still have plenty of space for that.
Yeah, because it just recently opened.
Beautiful Lake Bled. I meant to put a photo in here, just an amazing, magical picture of Bled. It's kind of like a fairy tale land.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay, and then, first time we're announcing it.
Whoa, Moscow!
Going to Moscow.
We are really excited. We have an amazing host for that, Larissa Artmanova. We always have good hosts, but this is a new event, and we're excited. So we're going. We're doing it.
Two different events. One is called... 40 years. Yeah. The first is a one-day event we're going to do with Anat Gerhardt and Wolfing von Rohr. And yeah, Adamus told me yesterday, putting the slides together, he goes, oh, good, I haven't been there in 240 years. It's like, wow, really? Okay. Yeah, so that's coming up after that. And this will be in Russian. After that, we are doing a New Energy Mystery School in Russian as well. It's a three-day school.
We're very excited about it. We will have consecutive translation in Russian, of course. And we've never been to Russia, so we're very excited. It was nice to get the invitation. And there are a lot of Chambra in Russia now. It's really
quite amazing,
actually.
Tremendous.
We have Chambra teachers in, advanced studies teachers in Moscow. So we're very, very excited about going there. And again, if you're interested, it'll be live in the store this week.
Okay, moving right along. I am excited about Russia, very excited. Oh, yeah. Can you read that?
No.
Aren't you amazed that I could translate that? Aren't you like, how does he do it? How does he do it?
Bing or Google?
Google. Okay. Moving to Awakening Zone. We talked about Awakening Zone in a couple months.
Talk about it every month.
Well, we talk about it, but we didn't have a special feature.
Okay.
Oh, my fun music stopped. Stop. Go back.
They're trying You're to not make doing time that? For pizza.
Oh, Adamus is doing it. Don't cut
pork.
Into my... Okay. I'm not sure where I am on this.
No. It's
okay,
the
here
D.
we go.
Wallace.
Okay. All right, I know what the music is. Otherwise, it messes it up. Okay, there's a new program in... All right, Adamus, we're leaving. Okay, stop. Okay, Journey to Wholeness with Dee Wallace and Imara. This is it's a five-part series in the Awakening Zone Academy, and it's about relationships, particularly those people who... I keep getting into bad relationship after bad relationship.
It's most of the people on the planet.
If you've had relationship issues, this is a really good five-part course. You can stream it online through the Awakening Zone Academy.
And Dee Wallace, of course, you all know her, and she is extremely entertaining and easy to listen to.
Absolutely. So, okay,
kind of
we're almost
too.
Almost ready for. Hey, she was.
Really
she's been on a lot of TV shows lately.
Yeah.
She was just on. What is that?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Grimm. She was just in Grimm. She did, you know, she's the mom from E.T. to begin with, and she's done a lot of TV work.
Pretty
and,
mom.
And I swear these slides are goofy today.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Now, Chambra News. Oh, that's the way I feel. Okay.
This will be a good channeled session.
Really? You're not hitting that? It's like it's
just let it go, boo boo. Move forward. Move
it's
forward.
Okay.
Look at this. A new Dreamwalker Birth, a doula website. Whoa. This will be so people will find a great way to find out about Dreamwalker Birth and to connect with an doula for anyone that you think could use that assistance in the birth process.
And thank you to Michelle for coordinating.
Yes.
To Mark Ritter for the beautiful, isn't that beautiful design?
Yes.
And to Kathleen Hawes for being kind of the driving force behind all of it. She's written the copy. She kept the project mm-hmm. moving. So adoulas.org.
And it's evolving. It's not. It hasn't quite launched yet, but it will be soon.
No, it's launched. It's they're updating constantly.
Okay.
Anyway, check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
So it is
Almost
live.
There. We're coming. Oh, okay. Don't forget Chamber Magazine. We got
Look
a lot
at
of
this guy. What is this?
We got a lot of emails. Okay, I got to tell you, every once in a while we get an email saying, "Oh, you're already showing women on the cover." You know,
I'm not impressed with that leaf.
So we got a guy, and we got a lot, got a lot of emails about it. I don't know. I'd like to create captions for this, but we don't have enough time.
Leave okay. me alone.
So wonderful thanks to all the Crimson Circle angels, to the Crimson Circle
Thank
teachers.
Thank you so much.
The website translators and hosts, the workshop hosts. You guys are tremendous. You make all this possible.
It's amazing how many people make all this come together in a beautiful way.
And to the staff that spends countless hours with a set up, tear down, hauling in the snow, and all the rest of that. It takes a lot of work.
Woohoo!
Okay, now we are ready for break time. We're going to come back in at 2:30 Denver time and hope... Volkswagen with lights on. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you back here at 2:30. Coffee break time.